Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today from Huntington Park. The Clippers are home for a six-game series against the Omaha Storm Chasers, the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. First visit to the Arena District this year for Omaha. The Clippers have twice gone to Werner Park, the home of the Storm Chasers in Papillion, Nebraska. The Clippers won the first two games of the series back in May before dropping the final four of that series. That took the Clippers out of first place into second place, where they have been the vast majority of the season. The Clippers have not gotten back into first place since. Columbus also made a trip in late June. They split that series, losing the wrap-up 17-14. That was a bit of a Donnybrook there. So the Clippers will try and do well on their home field against a team they have had a losing record on the season as a road team. Bullpen day for Columbus today. Andrew Mysiadzic will take the hill. And for Omaha, it's a major league rehabber. Angel Serpa will take the hill. Not sure how many innings that he will go. Beautiful day here in the Arena District. Glad to have you along. The starting lineups and first pitch coming up next.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And here we are at Huntington Park, just about set for baseball in the Arena District. First game of six against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Let's get right to the starting lineups. They're brought to you by Donato's. Fans, the Pep 150 is back with more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important. Omaha, the visitors, bat first. It'll be Michael Garcia leading off at shortstop, followed by Nick Lofton at third base. Edward Olivares is the right fielder. He'll bat third. Then it's Brent Rooker cleaning up in left. Brewer Hicklin is in center field. He'll be the five hitter. Freddie Fermin, the catcher, bat sixth. And the bottom third of the order, DH Jackson Reitz, Logan Porter at first base, and Clay Dungan will be at second. For the Columbus Clippers, Will Brennan at the top of the order will play center field tonight. It's the shortstop, Ryan Rocchio, batting second, and Bo Naylor third. He's behind home plate. Gabriel Arias at first base is the Clippers' cleanup man, followed by the five hitter, George Valera, who will play left field. Nolan Jones across the outfield in right, bats sixth. David Fry, seventh. He is the third baseman. DH Trenton Brooks hits eighth, and Mitch Tolman, ninth. He is at second base for the Columbus Clippers. That's the batting order on the hill. It'll be a bullpen day for the Clippers. Andrew Mysiadzic will be the starter, and Angel Serpa will be on a major league rehab assignment for the Omaha Storm Chasers. He's made two appearances for the Storm Chasers, each an inning. So we'll see if they keep him there in an inning or try and stretch him out a little bit tonight as the evening rolls along. Game time conditions brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our final Fantastic Friday. That is coming up in just a few days, September 16th, against these Omaha Storm Chasers. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. It is a beauty here at Huntington Park today. The Columbus Clippers taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers under partly cloudy skies. 67 degrees and winds coming out of the north at 6 miles per hour. We were expected to have a high today in the very low 70s. And then tomorrow, starting tomorrow, it's going to warm up, and we're going to be back into the lower to mid-80s as the week goes along. Should be a great week for baseball. And if you are not at the ballpark tonight but listening to Clippers baseball, get your tickets and see the Clippers take on the Omaha Storm Chasers. Just about set for baseball. Here comes the first pitch from Andrew Mizziazik, and it swung on and bounced up the middle. Rocchio's there. Two hops, two strides, a throw to first, and Arias gets... No, he didn't get back to the bag. The throw took him out toward the right field side. He rocked his foot off the base, came back down onto it or near to it, but not before the runner Garcia got over there. So that'll go as an E6. Oh, boy, tough to tell from that angle if he got the toe back. When his leg came back, he stopped before Garcia got there, but the first base umpire says he didn't get all the way back to the bag. So E6 to start the ball game. Here is Nick Lofton. Right-handed batter, runner leads from first. Here comes the pitch. Skied foul down the right field line and out of play. As I said, wind at 6 miles per hour, not much, and it's barely stirring the flags out there in straightaway center field. We've had odd wind patterns in Huntington Park this year. Several games where the wind has actually blown in. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. It's off the outside corner. 2-1 now to Lofton. He has not played against the Clippers yet this year. Lofton hitting .205 with four homers and 16 batted in for the Storm Chasers. Clippers play him to the pole side on the infield. They don't have the overshift on. Mitch Tolman pretty much in 2023 pole depth, where you cannot be beyond the second base bag, but Tolman is very close to being right behind second base. Outfield straightaway, medium deep. Mizziazik delivers. The runner goes. It's fouled away. And the count evens at 2-2. Andrew Mizziazik getting his second start for the Clippers this year as part of a bullpen, or excuse me, his third start for the Clippers this year as part of a bullpen game. 22nd appearance overall. Two wins, no losses, a .430 earned run average. 32 Ks in 25 innings. It is almost a lead pipe lock that he will not get the win today, even if the Clippers emerge victorious. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Starting pitcher has to go five innings to qualify for a win, and Mizziazik has not come anywhere near that this year, pitching almost exclusively out of the bullpen, and he has been able to go multiple innings, but five, that ain't going to happen. What he needs right here is a double play ball. Edward Olivares stands into the right-handed batter's box. They got the runner picked off. Here comes the throw to second base now. Rocchio puts the tag down, and indeed, Garcia is thrown away. Mizziazik fired to first base, and Garcia was off on first movement. That's what you got to do almost against a left-hander, and he guessed wrong. So the caught stealing of Michael Garcia wipes the error off the board for the Clippers. Two down, bases empty, and Edward Olivares still with a clean count. The pitch. Swung on and fouled away down the right field line, out of play. 0-1 to the right fielder, Olivares. Playing in his 19th game. Olivares on a Major League rehab assignment. Takes outside 1-1. He was on a rehab appearance when the Clippers went to Warner Park as well. Pitch to him. I think that was a strike. The home plate umpire is not giving a good visual strike call. He's putting his arm out in front of his chest, which doesn't help if you're behind home plate. Here comes the 1-2 pitch fouled away. We've seen that a couple of times now. Cody Oaks, the crew chief. Dylan Wilson, the umpire at first base. Tanner Moore at third. That's the crew today. Most umpires will demonstrably put the right arm out to the right side. When calling a strike, here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's popped up back behind home plate. Naylor gives it a look, but this one is going to be a souvenir. And the count's going to stay 1-2. The soft strike call and the delayed strike call. Those are the bane of broadcasters everywhere. Crowd still filing in here to Huntington Park on a dime a dog night, Tansky Tuesday. Clippers trying to run down the Nashville Sounds, 2.5 games back with a couple of weeks to go now. Mizziazik delivers, and the 93-mile-per-hour fastball is fouled away. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Six-game series here. Then the Clippers hit the road to Toledo for six, back home for three against Indy, and that's it for the 2023 regular season. Mizziazik delivers and misses low and away, 2-2. That's it, he says, as if this is not the longest season in the history of the Columbus Clippers. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mizziazik. He faces the minimum here in the first inning. And we go to the bottom of the first to score. Omaha nothing. The Clippers coming up.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Gorgeous day at the corner, Neil and Nationwide. The Columbus Clippers coming up here in the bottom of the first inning against Angel Zerpa. Zerpa has spent most of his season at AA, but he's here on a Major League rehab assignment. 13 starts for Northwest Arkansas. Pedestrian numbers, 2-5 with a 4.36 earned run average. But he earned his way to the Major Leagues. Three appearances for Kansas City, two as a starter. And in the bigs, the numbers were quite good. 2-1 with a 1.64 earned run average. Only 11 innings. He gave up two earned runs on nine hits. Struck out three, walked three, and then suffered an injury. And so he is on the Royals injured list, pitching for the third time in a Storm Chasers uniform. And he throws a fastball at 94 miles per hour over the outside corner to Will Brennan. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Brennan coming off a week where he had 16 hits in the series against the Louisville Bats. Here he swings and misses. It's 0-2. I haven't seen the announcement yet for the IL player of the week, but if he's not it, something's either very wrong or somebody had a fantastic week.
It would take a lot to deny Will that award.
2-1 delivery. He swings and it's on the ground to first base. Picking it up, Logan Porter. He'll take it to the bag for out number one. That pitch was so far inside, I'm not sure how Brennan got the bat to the ball. But he is out, and Brian Rocchio is up. Number one, Brian Rocchio. Rocchio, .268 batting average on the year. Four homers. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Takes inside for ball one. The pitch. And that is off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Angel Zerpa and Brian Rocchio, both from Venezuela. Your baseman, Nick Lofton, in even with the bag as the pitch comes in too far inside. And it's three balls and nothing. The pitch. That is a called strike at the knees to make it 3-1. Zerpa is actually on the 60-day injured list for Kansas City. He was transferred back on the 3rd of August from the 15-day to the 30-day. Right knee injury suffered back at the end of July. Three balls, two strikes, the count. Bases empty, one away. The pitch. Swung on and belted down the left field line. Does it stay fair? No. It hooked too much from the right-handed batter. And so the count remains full. Rocchio jumped all over that one. Clippers coming off of a series where they took 4 out of 6 from the Louisville bats. But it was in no way, shape, or form easy for Columbus. Payoff pitch again. Just off the outside corner for ball four. Good take from Rocchio. And the Clippers have a base runner with one out and Bo Naylor coming to the plate. Second game of that series was the only blowout game. The Clippers dominated Louisville 10-1 in a game that wasn't even that close. But outside of that, up until the finale, every game was played within a two-run margin. And in the wrap-up, the Clippers used two runs in their half of the ninth inning to open it up a little bit, winning 8-5. Here's Bo Naylor. Lefty-lefty matchup. Slider banged to right field. But right at the right fielder, Olivares, he will make the catch and fire back to the infield. Rocchio has to return to first. Boy, some hard hit balls here for the Clippers in the first inning, but nothing to show for either one of them. There's Gabriel Arias. He may have had the hardest hit ball in the series at Louisville Slugger Field, a home run that traveled over 450 feet and left the building.
I mean, how many times have we said baseball can be so fickle because you hit the ball hard a couple of times? They picked him off.
Pickoff attempt at first base. They're going to call him out. Rocchio trying to get back in standing, but he was caught stealing or caught leaning by Zerpa, and so that will do it for the Clippers here in the first inning. Both teams go scoreless, and both teams send the minimum to the plate, as it turns out. One inning in the books. We'll be back after this.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, they offer the best prices and trade-in program in Central Ohio. Bring in your trade, and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible fall special, with some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower-mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
One inning of the books here at Huntington Park. Each club had a base runner, and each club saw that runner eliminated. Andrew Mysiasik picked off Michael Garcia when it was a picked-off caught stealing, and then Brian Rocchio was a straight pick at first base. And so here we are, Brent Rooker, cleanup man in the right-handed batter's box. When last we saw Brent Rooker, he was wearing a St. Paul Saints uniform and demolishing Clippers pitching. Here in the International League this year, batting .417 with three homers and seven runs batted in for Omaha. He swings here and fouls this one away. He started the year in the San Diego organization, has played most of his year at AAA El Paso. He also was in the major leagues for the Padres. Traded to San Diego from Minnesota. 1-1 pitch, swings through a fastball for a 1-2 count. Is Yazzik ahead? Here's the pitch. And it's hit in the air high and deep to right field. Racing back on it, Nolan Jones. He turns and watches it go. Brent Rooker picks up exactly where he left off against the Clippers last year with a home run. It is uncanny. That is his 24th AAA home run this year. He had 20 for the St. Paul Saints last year, 9 in the majors for Minnesota. And it's 1-0. Omaha on top. Can you imagine if Rooker was on that Omaha team last year? That was a bashing group in Omaha a season ago. They've got, now in the major leagues, Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, Nick Prado, Vinny Pasquantino is up in the major leagues now. Pasquantino was just on this Omaha team on a rehab assignment the other day. If he'd have stuck around here in AAA for a few more weeks, probably has a crack at an MVP award, but I'm sure he is happy plying his trade for Kansas City. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And that is over but low. Two balls, no strikes to Brewer Hicklin. And Hicklin has put together a very good season for the Storm Chasers. Batting average at .249, but a lot of power. Swings here and fouls this one in and out of the catcher's mitt, 2-1. Hicklin has played more games than any other Storm Chaser this year at 118, 119, including tonight. 28 homers, 23 doubles, 3 triples, 81 runs batted in. He has a .512 slugging percentage. Swings and misses here, an off-speed pitch, 2-2. Base is empty. Nobody out for Omaha here in the second inning. Here it comes, and it is off the inside corner. Early, it looked like that was not going to be a competitive pitch, but it had a little bit of tail that brought it near the inside corner. Now the 3-2 delivery, and that is on the outside corner for a called third strike. Hicklin cannot believe it. He is staring daggers into the home plate umpire as he walks away a strikeout victim. Over the outside corner, right at the bottom of the knees. Excellent location there for Mysiasik. That's his third strikeout already. On a bullpen day, if you can get the first guy out there to get through two innings, that's pretty good. Here's a swing and a miss. First pitch to Freddie Fermin for strike one. Naylor hangs the sign, sets up over the outside part of the plate. Here comes the pitch, and it is too tall, 1-1. Long look in from the left-hander now. The pitch, and that misses inside. Two balls, one strike. Fermin 277 batter. This is his 79th game of the season. 14 homers. Checks his swing and a pitch off the inside corner. Didn't miss by much, but that is called a ball as the appeal is denied on the first base side. 3-1. As he has it, goes back to work, puts one over the plate. It's swung on and fouled away down the right field line. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jackson Reitz in the on-deck circle. For me, in the starting catcher, Reitz is also listed as a catcher, just recently put onto this Omaha roster. Outfield straightaway, the infield back, the 3-2 pitch. That's a called third strike. Excellent location and pitch selection there from Mizjazik and Naylor. Back-to-back, backward Ks. No argument for Fermin. He knew it. Here is Jackson Reitz. Reitz playing for his second International League team of the season. Swings and fouls away the first pitch on the third base side. He was with Nashville earlier this year. Started the season in Double-A, made his way up to Triple-A. And then made it to the major leagues. Brewers selected his contract on August the 4th. And then a couple of weeks later designated him for assignment. Sent outright and signed by Kansas City as a free agent. 0-1 pitch to him. Outside. 1-1. .245 batter with a half a dozen homers and 19 batted in. He's looking at the next pitch that's just a little bit high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Logan Porter in the on-deck circle. 1-0 Omaha here in the top of the second inning. Brent Rooker with a home run to put him on the board. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that is a whisker off the outside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike. As Jazik sets, deals, and gets a swing and a miss to make the count 3-2. We've seen some full counts here now. Went full against Hicklin, full against Fermin. Struck them both out looking. Let's see what he comes back with here. Time called by the batter Reitz before the pitch can come plateward. Now everybody's set in the payoff pitch. Just off the outside corner, a check swing appeal denied. That'll be ball 4. So a 2-out base runner. That will bring up Logan Porter, the first baseman. Porter batting .304 in 28 AAA games. Couple of homers, 16 batted in. Robust on-base percentage at .440 because he's drawn 20 walks. First pitch to him out of the zone for ball 1. Porter waits, and the pitch. Breaking ball just missed the inside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. The runner at first reaches with a very short lead over there. Next offering, fastball high. So 3-0 now. Mizjazik beginning to labor a bit, and the Clippers have scrambled the bullpen. A right-hander starts throwing. Kevin Kelly down there getting loose. 3-0 pitch, and that one sailed high and away. Back-to-back walks here. So Mizjazik again, we talked about this before. He has gone multiple innings for the Clippers. But he threw the first inning, struck out a couple of batters, and then gave up the home run to Brent Rooker to start this frame, and then had deep counts, striking out Hicklin and Fermin. And then he threw 6 pitches to Jackson Reitz. So he is Going to get a visit from the pitching coach here after back-to-back walks. 25 pitches so far in this inning. I got him at 41 overall. And so Rigo Beltran out to the mound to try and buy some time for Kevin Kelly to get ready. Clay Dungan is the scheduled batter coming up next. He is a left-handed batter, so Mizjazik will face him. Michael Garcia, the next man up, is a right-hander. So my assumption is that for Mizjazik, win, lose, or draw, this is his last batter of the ballgame. Trying to pitch through the second with two on and two outs and one run in. Fans, if you are listening to Clippers Baseball in your automobile tonight, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Set to go. Here's the pitch, and it's cued foul on the third base side. Almost took out. The third base coach and manager for the Omaha Storm Chasers, Scott Thorman. Dungan, 212 batting average with eight homers. Takes the next pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-1. As Jazik from the belt sets, checks the runner at second and turns and deals and gets a swing and a miss. That's a good breaking ball. Is Jazik's long outing in terms of innings as a Clipper, 2 1/3. Came back on July 24th. Trying to get through two here. He's ahead in the count. Now the 1-2 pitch. Came with a fastball and tried to get it to swing back over the outside corner. It missed. And so it's 2-2. The double deuce is tapped out in front of home plate. That's a fair ball and an out. It was sitting right on the front inside corner of home. That makes it a fair ball. And that means that the nine hitter, Clay Dungan, is going to be out. Touched up by Bo Naylor for out number three. So a run scores, one hit, and two left aboard, both on walks. We have played an inning and a half now at Huntington Park, and the Omaha Storm Chasers have a 1-0 lead against the Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep. Never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. No, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Well, the answer for how long Angel Serpa will stay in the ballgame has been answered. Daniel Megnin is on the hill. Megnin 6-5. He has pitched mostly as a starter for the Storm Chasers this year. He's got a 4.59 earned run average. He winds, he deals, and he misses the inside corner to Gabriel Arias. 22 appearances overall for Megnin. 96 innings, 79 strikeouts against 51 walks. 1-0 pitch. Hits the outside corner for a called strike. Gabriel Arias, .236 batting average on the year, 13 home runs and 36 batted in. The 1-1 slider misses outside, two balls and a strike. Arias has been the primary shortstop for the Clippers each of the last 2 years when healthy. 2-1 pitch, swings and misses at a breaking ball, 2-2. And he is a good one. Baseball America just released a few weeks back their top International League defenders. And he was named the best shortstop in the International League, but he's not playing much shortstop these days. Brian Rocchio has taken over that position with Arias by design of the Cleveland Guardians, playing first base, left field, third base, a little bit of shortstop. He swings and skies this one to the right field corner. Olivares on the run. He's not going to get there, and that is called a foul ball. Out of our range of sight as the stands down there in Section 1 rise up sharply, cutting off our view of the right field corner, but good camera work from the third base side shows that one hit about 18 inches outside the white line.
Tell you what, you get the ball down into that corner, if it's a fair ball, all kinds of wild stuff can happen. That's how you get a triple in this ballpark.
There are very few spots in this ballpark, if defenders stay on their feet and take a good line, where you can get triples. The right field corner is one. That little nook in right center field where the wall has a little bit of a funky angle, that can be another. Payoff pitch again. This one swung on and missed. Arias goes down swinging. First strikeout for Mangdon. Here's George Valera. Valera, left-handed batter. Does not have as wide open a stance as he did over the first few weeks here at the AAA level. He's closed it up a little bit, still open. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Mangdon, up under the hands for a 1-1 count. Kevin Kelly staying loose down in the Clippers bullpen. He'll come on for the third inning. Here's the pitch. And it is over but low, 2-1. 1-0, Omaha on top here in the bottom of the second inning.
Have we had one inside the park homer here in this ballpark?
I think one.
One in the history of the park?
I believe it was just the one.
Yeah.
2-1 pitch, that's in for a called strike. Off speed makes it 2-2 to Valera. This young man, when I say young, I mean it. 21 years of age, won't be 22 until November. Has shown good power here in his time in a Clippers uniform, already 7 homers. He takes that one right over the heart of the plate for a called third strike on a 2-2. He was fooled by the fastball, came in at 93, and that's back-to-back strikeouts now for Mangdon. Nolan Jones now the batter. Nolan has had a rough couple of weeks in a Clippers uniform in terms of the offense. He was just 3 for 25 against Louisville over the course of that series. Two of those hits came in the same game. Takes the 0-1 pitch a little bit off the inside corner. One ball, one strike to the Clippers right fielder. He's playing well in the outfield. Obviously, he came up to AAA as a third baseman in the top position player prospect in the Guardians organization. Here he takes a called strike, 1-2. So he's made that transition defensively, and he's done it quite well. He's got a great outfield arm. The 1-2 pitch, and that is a called third strike. Again, a fastball over the heart of the plate, and something about the delivery of Danny Mangdon is fooling the Clippers. He strikes him out in order here in the second inning, and we go to the third. Clippers down 1-0.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, "Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh." That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, "Thank you for blessing us." because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Omaha 1, Columbus nothing after two innings here in the Arena District. A gorgeous day for baseball. The shadows have grown long across the field, just left and deep center. Still bathed in late-day sun. As we go to the third inning on for the play-by-play, here's Scott Leo.
All right, thank you, Ryan. It is the series opener between Columbus and Omaha. And a big win at that, with the Clippers sitting 2.5 games out of first place. Kelly's first pitch of the inning is in there for a strike to Garcia. The stretch run is upon us. Swing and a chopper. Two bouncer to the second baseman. Mitch Tolman will field and throw, and there's one away. So the leadoff man is put down. Here comes Nick Lofton. Third baseman. So glad you're tuned in tonight, wherever you may be. It is a Tansky Dime a Dog night here at the ballpark. And it is mid-September baseball in the regular season. Here's a pitch outside. Ball one to Lofton. Heading towards the end of September and then the four-team playoff in Las Vegas. Top team from each division in the International League and Pacific Coast League will meet in the desert to play a single elimination four-team tournament. Here's a pitch that misses down low. Or was it a strike? Again, it is a strike. Cody Oakes is the plate umpire. He's also the crew chief. It's not necessarily a delayed strike call, but instead of throwing that right arm out to the side to indicate strike, he just kind of lifts the fist up in front of his chest, and so it's hard to see it from our location, but as long as it's a strike, that is all Kelly cares about, as he's thrown seven pitches and four of them have found the strike zone. Here comes the 3-2. Got him. Right down the middle, 91 miles per hour. Comes back with a fastball that caught Lofton watching. And there are two away. Nashville is 81-53. Columbus is 78-55. So that's a 2.5 game difference. It was 4.5 just a few days ago. The Clippers won their last two to close out the series in Louisville, while Nashville lost both of those games. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Edward Olivares is the batter. 0-for-1 tonight. Struck out swinging his first time up. Tapper foul up the third baseline. Still 0-2. Four of the 10 teams in the IL West are mathematically eliminated. As many as two more could be eliminated tonight. It is a two-horse race. Third place Toledo is seven games back. Clippers have a couple of doubleheaders, though, so even though we're down to the last 15 dates on the calendar, that's 17 games in I shouldn't say in 15 days, but over 15 game days. Still one more off day coming on Monday. Two balls, two strikes to Oliveras. And Kelly pitches. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. We will do it again at 2-2. The right-hander has the sign. And Kevin Kelly deals. Big sweeping breaking ball. Check swing. Appeal to first. He did not go, says umpire Dylan Wilson. The pitch. And the 3-2 is popped up in the infield. Should be the third out of the inning. It is. First baseman Arias moves over, makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 frame for the big right-hander Kevin Kelly. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Omaha.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
David Fry set to get it started for Columbus here in the bottom of the third in front of a still seat-filling Diamond Dog crowd. Folks kind of working their way down into the seating bowl, which always happens on a 10-cent hot dog night as the game goes on. Fry swings at the first pitch and rolls it foul. Mangdon, 18 pitches, 11 strikes. It's now a 1-1 count to Fry, the pride of Colleyville, Texas. The pitch. That one's off the outside corner. Make it 2-1. Two-one pitch. Swung on, fouled back. We will check the International League scores on a Tuesday night. We've already set the table for you, talking standings a bit. The 2-2. Swung on, ground ball, first base. Off the bag is Porter. Pitcher will have to cover. It's a good throw. It's a good catch. And it's the first out. It's about as clean as you can make that play defensively from both the first baseman and the pitcher's perspective. One down for Trenton Brooks. So obviously the game the fans here in Columbus care about is the one taking place in Nashville, First Horizon Park. It is the lid lifter of the six-game series between Nashville and Jacksonville. And they don't play until 8:05. Now, here's a swing and a miss as Brooks cuts empty on the first offering. In the old IL West, not only were there only three other teams to worry about in terms of standings, but they were all in the Eastern time zone. So almost always, if the Clippers were playing, they were playing. It made the scoreboard segment much more interesting. Huntington Bank's paying good money here, and I'd like to be able to give you a Nashville score, but I can't until sometime after 8:05. Here's a pitch in the dirt. One ball, two strikes to Brooks. There are games in progress, however, and it starts with the action over in Indianapolis with Toledo leading Indy 1-0. They're in the top of the second. Also in the second inning, Charlotte at Norfolk, no score. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Brooks. Angden from the windup, he deals. Swing and a miss. He gets Brooks to chase up near his eyeballs. And there are two away. Worcester has started fast. They've just scored three times in the top of the first, still batting against Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. And Lehigh Valley and Rochester just threw the first pitch at Frontier Field. No score, top one. Mitch Tolman swings at the first offering, got a piece of it, fouls it into the catcher's mitt. 0-1 the count. Oh boy, that one got away and hits Tolman. And so Mitch will trot down to first base. That's the nine hitter reaching on an HBP. And so Columbus will have a base runner for the guy that, as Ryan said, was as hot as they come coming off that series in Louisville. Will Brennan. Brennan grounded out his first time up tonight. So still has 15 more hits to get to match last series. First pitch taken, breaking ball down low. Brennan became the ninth minor leaguer to reach 100 RBIs last week against the Bats. There's a tapper. Excuse me, check swing. Maybe even an accidental swing is the way it looked. Brennan might have been trying to put the bat away. It hits the ball. The ball is fair. He's out at first base. 2-3 the put out. Clippers get a base runner, and that's it. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Omaha.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
This is breaking news from Bob Says Yes, powered by Twins. Mike and Tom here. Crazy prices everywhere are making people say no to things they want and need.
But we know driving a car you hate stinks.
That's why this month we're teaching everyone to say yep.
Because we're skipping September and making it yep-tember.
So no matter what's been holding you back from driving a nicer, newer car,
we're saying yep.
Low down payments?
Yep. Low monthly payments? Yep.
We can help you drive a nicer, newer car today.
Heard no in the past due to some credit mishaps?
Our solution specialists are prepped to say yep.
So put the pep back in your step. Only during yep-tember.
But hurry, this deal's done at the end of the month. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom, and we're your dealers
for the people. See all the yep-worthy rides at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com. Powered by Twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax title registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 finance. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends September 30th.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Here come the Storm Chasers in the fourth inning. Brent Rooker set to lead it off. Rooker swings and misses on the first offering. His homer to right field is what started the scoring tonight in this game, and that's the only tally for either team. Kelly's
0-1 pitch is a curveball strike. And the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Here's the 1-2. Popped it foul back against the screen. So we will try it again. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and inside. Nobody on, nobody out. Here in the fourth inning, Kelly deals. Bender, oh boy. Looked pretty good from here. Instead, it's a full count. Clippers thought it was strike three. Payoff pitch. Swung on, line foul, past the third base coach. Getting back to those International League scores tonight, Buffalo and Syracuse are delayed by rain at NBT Bank Stadium. Memphis at Iowa tonight, 7:37. Salt Lake at Sugarland. Louisville is at St. Paul, Round Rock at El Paso. 3-2 pitch. Got him. Right down the middle, fastball 92. How many times in this game have we seen that? I think it's the fourth. Is that the fourth called third strike for either team that's been on a fastball that seemed pretty much down the middle? Hitters looking for something other than the fastball, and then they're fooled by it. It's another strikeout for Kelly. One away in the inning. Here's a first pitch ball outside. The 1-0. And that is a strike in there at the knees. Tapper up the first baseline. Foul ball, stays foul, and gets to the bag. So we await the 1-2 pitch. Hecklin back into the box. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. Good looking breaking stuff there from Kelly. Back-to-back strikeouts. And I guess when your breaking stuff is that good, that's where you can end up looking at the third strike as a fastball, because you're doing everything you can to be ready for something that looks like that. And you're thinking, I got to put everything I can into hitting that thing, and it looks like it's got a mind of its own. Fly ball to right field. This is right at Jones. Catch is made. And so that's how a fastball right down the middle can get you. That's a 1-2-3 inning, another one. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's still Omaha 1, Columbus nothing.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts.
Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
Clippers coming up, bottom four, alongside Ryan Mitchell. Scott Leo with you tonight. Glad that you are along for the ride tonight. It is game number 134 of 150. Game one of the series, Clippers and Storm Chasers. Omaha has a 1-0 lead, and here's the first pitch. It's in there for a strike. The 0-1 misses inside. Brian Rocchio, 5'10", 170. Only 21 years of age. The native of Venezuela swings and bounces this one over towards second base. Dungan has it. He'll make the throw. One down. Bo Naylor is the next Clippers batter. He lined one to right field his first time up. Talking to some of the Clippers fans here earlier. Up here in the club area before the game, and they were firing off some questions about this pennant race and this Clippers teams, and one of the first questions was, has Bo Naylor been called up? I said he's hitting third and he's catching here tonight in Columbus, so for now, he's in a Clippers uniform. This one is high. One ball, one strike. Ground ball first base. Behind the bag, it'll be played by Porter. That's an easy three unassisted. And there are two away. Over in the Pacific Coast League, everything is later tonight. Tacoma at Vegas, Sacramento at Reno, Oklahoma City at Albuquerque. Not that any of that matters if the Clippers are unable to punch their ticket to Vegas. Remember, the Clippers actually have a better record than everybody in the PCL. But you got to win your own division. And the only team in all of AAA baseball better than the Clippers is the team in their own division, the Nashville Sounds. Oh, one pitch swung on and missed by Arias. Leaders over there, you got El Paso and Oklahoma City tied for first. Coming down the stretch. Round Rock's only a game out. That's a three-horse race. Better than the races in the IL. This one's inside. And then you've got Reno leading Vegas by eight in the West Division. So the Reno Aces, it looks like, are going to be in Vegas. 1-2 pitch called third strike. Ooh, Arias is out. Clippers go quietly and quickly. We go to the fifth. Ryan's back with the call. It is 1-0 Omaha.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
T
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning here at Huntington Park. The Clippers on the short end of a 1-0 score. Omaha coming to bat. We'll get to the Major League scores in this inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your paying extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Ryan Mitchell back here with you. Scott Leo alongside. Clippers and Storm Chasers in game one of a six-game tilt. Here comes the pitch. And it's a wicked breaking ball over the inside corner for a called strike to the right-handed hitting Jackson Reitz. Reitz, 26 years of age, out of Hickman, Nebraska. Looks at another breaking ball. This one just missed the inside corner to even things at 1-1. Brent Rooker's solo home run in the second inning. Only run scoring play so far in this contest. 1-1 offering, another breaking ball. This one misses outside, 2-1. The Don't Call Me California, Don't Call Me Anaheim, Los Angeles Angels leading 1-0 against the Cleveland Guardians today. No homers yet for Mike Trout. He is trying to tie the Major League record for consecutive games with a home run. Yesterday made it 7 in a row. 2-2 pitch coming. And that is a broken back ground ball to first. Arias has it. Underhand flip to the covering Kelly. And that is out number one. Logan Porter to the plate now. Porter walked his first time up. Bases empty, one down. So the Guards trailing 1-0. Top of the fourth inning. Cody Morris on the hill today. 3 1/3 innings. One run on two hits. He's walked four. But he's also struck out four. The pitch. Breaking ball. Strike nibbled the front outside corner against the right-handed batting Porter. 0-1. Astros and Tigers one apiece in Detroit. Top of the third inning. Also top three in Miami. No score between the Phillies and the Marlins. Next pitch well outside. Even count 1-1. Bottom third in Cincinnati. Nothing doing between the Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Next pitch. Slow roller on the third base side. David Fry has it. Fires across the diamond in time for out number two. Pirates took the first game of the doubleheader against the Reds today. 6-1 was the final there. Ke'Bryan Hayes, the former Indianapolis Indian, had a home run in a 2-for-4 game. Tampa Bay doubled up the Blue Jays north of the border. 4-2 is the final score there. First pitch to Dungan. Hit foul on the first base side. Just outside the stripe and pass to diving Gabriel Arias. Cleveland Guardians come into play today, leading the White Sox by 3 games in the American League Central, and Minnesota now by 5. Swept the Twinkies, and the Guards are now sitting in the catbird seat. Still a long way to go, but a 3-game advantage. A 1 breaking ball. Missed the inside corner.
I'll tell you what, watching this team play is fun. Talking about Cleveland, because not only are they young and they play with a lot of energy, But it almost seems like even Terry Francona is more rejuvenated.
He was fired up last night.
Yes, he was. I don't know that I've ever seen Tito that angry at an umpire.
Two balls, one strike to count. Kelly delivers and misses high, 3-1. He was, what do they call it, NSFW last night as the...
Not safe for work.
That's right. Couldn't have the sound up on the broadcast if you're in the office. 3-1 pitch fouled away. Three balls, two strikes.
I saw the clip of Tito going a little crazy, and I didn't have the sound on, but I'm at least an average lip reader. And I said, oh, boy.
That's all you had to be. Here comes the payoff from Kelly. Oh, boy. Swing and a miss. Clay Dungan swung yesterday at that breaking ball, and he's out. That's a strikeout for Kelly to polish off his third inning of work. And that'll do it for the Storm Chasers. Bottom five after this. Clippers down 1-0.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Here come the Clippers in the bottom half of the fifth inning. George Valera at the plate. 7 times this year in a Clippers uniform. He's hit a home run. If he could make it 8, this would be a tie ball game. 1-0, Omaha in the lead. Valera struck out looking his first time up back in the second inning. Danny Mangdon delivers and was inside for ball one. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and fouled out of play down the left field line. Nick Enright warming up for the Clippers down bullpen way. What a job for Kevin Kelly tonight. 3 shutout innings. Struck out 4. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Strike called over a thick outside corner to make it 1-2 against the Clippers left fielder Valera. Valera came up from Double-A, was playing right field on an everyday basis, but when Nolan Jones was sent back from the major leagues, they have split right field with Valera playing quite a bit in left. He takes a pitch just off the outside corner here to make it 2-2. Mangdon into the windup and the pitch. Breaking ball, fisted foul and out of play. 3 defenders on the right side of the infield. The outfield is pretty much straight up and about medium deep. Nice catch made by a young fan on that foul ball sitting in the low seats. 2-2 pitch again. This one's a slow roller on the first base side. Mangdon comes to get it. He's on his way to first base. He'll just continue on that track and beat Valera to the bag for out number one.
Now batting the right fielder, number 38, Nolan Jones.
Here is Nolan Jones. Jones, a strikeout victim, caught looking back in the second inning. Another lefty, another overshift. Third baseman Nick Lofton left all by his lonesome over there on the left side of the infield. First pitch, breaking ball, nails the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Bing peering in over the glove for his sign. The mustachioed right-hander rocks and fires, and a big bender is banged up the middle. Snagged by the shortstop, Michael Garcia. His throw to first is a good one. That is a shift out. Straight-up defense, that's a base knock, and Major League Baseball is going to hope to get back to that, although the rules that will be in place next year will not prevent teams from making that kind of an out. You can still stand right next to the second base bag or the imaginary line that runs through home plate, the pitcher's mound, and second base. And Garcia would have been there to make the play. In fact, it would have been an easier play for him because it was just to the shortstop side of the second base bag. He was playing on the pull side. So Jones made good contact, but nothing to show for it. Two down, bases empty. David Fry at the plate. First pitch fouled back. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a breaking ball low, a check swing, he held back, 1-1. Talking about the Cleveland Guardians leading the American League Central, the Yankees are back to 5.5 games up on Tampa Bay. Here comes the 1-1. That swung on and missed, 1-2. Toronto just a half game behind the Rays at 6 out of first place, everybody else way out. In the West, Houston is getting ready to lap the field. 11.5 games up on second place Seattle. Fry swings and fouls a pitch away. Still 1-2. National League, the East should be a great race down the wire. The Mets are 1.5 clear of the Atlanta Braves, but that's been back and forth the last week or so. St. Louis has opened up an 8-game lead on Milwaukee, and the Dodgers, well, they already have the West won. There's a ground ball on the left side. Garcia this time will grab it, fling to first. Terrible throw. Clangs off the front of the Clippers dugout as it was 5 feet over the leaping Logan Porter. That'll be an E6. He had time. He just rushed that throw and sailed it. Bring up Trenton Brooks. We'll see if the Clippers can take advantage. Now, the Dodgers don't actually have the West clinched. They do have a playoff spot clinched. But they are 20.5 games ahead of San Diego. And they are now 54 games over 500. 97-43. Goodness gracious. Trenton Brooks, left-handed batter against the righty Mangdon. First pitch, breaking ball, nubbed out in front of home plate. Freddie Fermin comes to get it, throws to first, and that'll do it. The out forces Mangdon to throw one more pitch, the error rather, forced him to throw one more pitch, but the Clippers are gone. No runs, no hits, one man left aboard, one error, and so we go to the sixth inning with Omaha still ahead of Columbus, 1-0.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. Call me at 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The fear is building. Help support one of Mansfield's true historic sites by supporting the all-new Haunted Prison 2022 at the Ohio State Reformatory. The prison doors open September 24th through October 30th. More info at ohiostatereformatory.org.
Clippers fans, Guardians future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games stream live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Nick Enright on to pitch for the Columbus Clippers as we go to the sixth inning. Top of the order due up for the Storm Chasers. Michael Garcia swings at the first pitch and hits it high in the air to left center field. That is going to get down and hop over the wall. That'll be a ground rule double. Hit the netting above the wall and bounce back into the field of play. But an automatic double will start the inning and bring Nick Lofton to the plate. So three innings for Kevin Kelly. Dynamite innings, in fact. No runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out four. Nick Enright has been, as a general rule, very good for the Clippers this year, but his last couple of outings have been a little bit rough. Gets a swing and a foul ball here back to the screen. He walks very few. He strikes out a ton. And does it, in the parlance of 2020, I guess, in unconventional ways, because he does not have a big flaming fastball. A one pitch. There's the fastball, 90 miles per hour, swung on and fouled away. He's just had a knack for missing bats. Enright is 4-0 on the season in 24 Triple-A appearances. His ERA has gone to 3.45 now. 28 and two-thirds innings, 42 strikeouts against just six walks. 0-2 is fouled away. 241 opponents batting average for Enright. He's allowed five homers on the year, 11 runs total on 27 hits. Began the year in Double-A. O-2. High fly ball to right field. Nolan Jones drifting in. Makes the catch, headed toward third base, just like you're supposed to, and they will not test his arm. Edward Olivares to the plate now. Enright came up at about the same time Kevin Kelly and Andrew Mysiadzic came to AAA. First pitch fouled away by Olivares. 0-1. Now Garcia is taking some liberties out there at second base. His secondary lead is a big one, to say the least. So see if the Clippers take note and try and do something about it. Enright peeks his way, holds. There he goes for third base. Here's the pitch. It's low. The throw to third is past Fry. And now they're going to head for the plate. The throw comes in. The catch is not made. Naylor couldn't haul it in. A good throw gets him. Well, a good throw at third gets him, and a good throw at the plate gets him. And the Clippers made neither. 2-0, Omaha on top. Throw skipped on Fry, hit off the heel of his glove. He chased it into shallow left, but made way as Rocchio was there coming in. Rocchio's throw bounced to Naylor, and it got beyond his glove. So it's a stolen base of third, an E2 on the throw brings the run home. And the next pitch is fouled straight back to the screen. 2-2 count. Well, as it was chronicling, you could tell that Garcia had designs on third base. And that time, just a lack of execution for the Clippers led to a run. Next pitch low and away, 3-2. Next pitch, popped up, back behind home plate. Naylor gets rid of the mask, onto the warning track. He's got room, he's got the baseball. Makes the catch just in front of the screen. That's out number two. Here's Brent Rooker now, a home run in the second inning, a strikeout caught looking in the fourth. 2-0 Omaha. Clippers have had two, make it three base runners today, but on a walk, on a hit by pitch, and on an error. What's missing there? No hits. Rooker waits as the 1-0 pitch comes in on the outside corner for a called strike. Big right-hander and right delivers. There's a pop-up on the infield. Who's it going to be? Tolman and Arias are there. It is the first baseman Arias to squeeze it for out number three. An unearned run comes home for the Storm Chasers here in the sixth inning to give them a 2-0 lead. Bottom six after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Two to nothing, Omaha on top. Bottom of the sixth inning, Mitch Tolman to lead things off. He was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. One of just, as I was mentioning, three Clippers base runners. Two runs, two hits, and one error for Omaha. No runs, no hits, and two errors for the Clippers. First pitch to Tolman inside for ball one. Danny Mangdon came out in the second inning after Angel Serpa made a Major League Rehab appearance in the first. The 1-0 offering is low. Two balls, no strikes. Kicking the pitch from the right-hander, and that one is down the middle for a called strike. Fans, it's time to get outside. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Overshift on against Tolman, the left-handed batter. He checked his swing, but not in time at the next offering from Mangdon. And the count will even at 2-2. Fastball at 92 miles per hour. Time called now. Mangdon peering in over his glove before Tolman ever creeps his way back into the left-handed batter's box. He's ready to go. As soon as the batter is, he fires. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 94. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park, where the Clippers will play all week long here against Omaha. Lone visit for the Storm Chasers to the Arena District this year. They came in twice last year. The Clippers went to Omaha twice last year. And two visits to Warner Park this year for the Clippers. Next year, just one to the Cornhusker State. Here's Will Brennan. Swings the first pitch. Skies it to left field. Brent Rooker starts back, comes in, makes the catch, two away. Well, if there's a guy that's going to get a hit, you think it's Will Brennan. He had 16 in the last series, but you hope he didn't use them all up.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe he left them all in the Bluegrass State. Doesn't seem likely, though. Will's been swinging it well all year long. He hits 318.
Brian Rocchio, 0-for-1 to the plate. Switch hitter batting from the left side, as he did back in the fourth inning when he grounded to second base. Magnin goes to work and gets him to chase a high fastball for strike one. Danny Magnin has been on his game. A 1 pitch hit in the air to left center field. Rooker back. Looks like he's got it measured, though. Shy of the warning track, he puts it away, and the Clippers go 1-2-3. No hits through six. We go to the seventh. Clippers down 2-0. Scott Leo's back for the call after this.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hot dog race at Huntington Park on a dime a dog night. And Kelly Ketchup backs across the finish line. Hot dogging, you may say, across the finish. Seems like something you should only do if you are leading the standings, if you're the top dog. And Ketchup is not. Brewer Hecklin leads off the inning for Omaha, and he swings on the first pitch, pops it up. Second baseman there to make the catch. It's put away by Tolman, one down. Nick Enright is still on to pitch. Freddie Fermin will lead it off. First pitch fouled back and out of play. This one's in there for a strike. Fastball, 90 miles per hour. O2 pitch. It's tall. One ball, two strikes. Fermin has been called out on strikes and has flied to right. Brown ball to the shortstop. Rocchio will gobble it up and make the throw. Enright with a good-looking curve to force Fermin to roll over on it for an easy grounder. Nicely done. Two away. Here's Jackson Reitz. Two runs, two hits, one error, Omaha, with two left on base. Clippers, no runs, no hits, two errors, and two left on. First pitch outside, ball one. Storm Chasers trying to throw a no-hitter here in Columbus. They are nine outs away. This one's fouled back. You may think that there's some kind of a jinx if the broadcaster talks about a potential no-hitter. Ryan and I, being the wily, not squirrely, but wily veterans that we are, we've had a chance to call perfect game and a couple of no-hitters, and we talked about them all the way through. Debunking, possibly, the greatest myth in baseball broadcasting. 2-1 pitch. And there's a strike. On a night like tonight, when it's the home team that's in trouble, you kind of hope there's a jinx, and then you just keep saying it. Foul ball back. Jackson Reitz facing a two-ball, two-strike count. In right, winds, kicks, and fires. And this one's off the outside corner, 3-2. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Fastball down around the knees. Reitz can't put it in play. And that is a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Enright. This game goes to the stretch. Clippers down 2-0.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's crispy pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Here comes the catcher, Bo Naylor, to get it started. Clippers need two runs to tie. First, they need a hit. Naylor, Arias, Valera set to bat. That's 3, 4, and 5 in the Columbus lineup. Things moving along at a brisk pace here at Huntington Park. So as we check the International League scores, before you even bother to ask how the Nashville Sounds are doing, they haven't started yet. 8:05 first pitch. Let's just cut that off right there. Games in progress. They're in the fourth inning in Rochester. Red Wings leading Lehigh Valley 5-0. Here's a ball swung on and drilled deep to right center. Bo Naylor. The no-hitter is gone, and so is the shutout. It's off the scoreboard just to the right of center field, and for Naylor, it's his 12th of the year. It's now 2-1. Here's Arias. First pitch upstairs, ball one.
Now, the last no-hitter thrown by Omaha was actually in 1997 against Oklahoma City.
Still is.
Still is. Guess who they shut out on June 20th, 1988?
I'm going to say this is the Pacific Coast League. I'm going to say the Salt Lake Bees.
The Columbus Clippers. Crossover days with the American Association.
Trick question.
Were in the American Association back in 1988, and they shut the no-hit the Clippers in 1988, June 20th.
That is the first time all year you have thrown a question my way that I did not answer correctly. 2-2 the count to Arias.
I haven't asked you a question all year.
True. Now I'm back on track. Here's a ball hit to right field. That's going to get down and roll to the wall. Arias is going to burn it to second base, and that is a stand-up double. Arias represents the game-tying run. A visit to the mound goes Fermin out to visit and talk it over before they face Valera. Nobody out here in this eighth inning. Clippers are a base hit away, likely from tying the game. Worcester and Scranton are playing tonight. It's 3-2 Worcester in the fourth. At the end of four, Norfolk 5, Charlotte nothing. And Toledo has a 4-0 lead at Indianapolis, top five at Victory Field. Here we go. Mangan gets the sign, checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Valera swings and hits a ground ball to first. Down on it is Porter. He'll take it to the bag. There's the first out. Arias moves up 90 feet. He stands at third. Infield will come in. And they'll have three of them on the right side. Can't do that next year. Outlawing the shift in the major leagues and everywhere. Three on the right side against the lefty batter, Nolan Jones. First pitch is strike to Jones. He has struck out and grounded out tonight. A one pitch. And it's in on the handle, popped it up right back to the pitcher. Little belly flop on that one, right back towards the mound, and that'll be the second out. Here comes David Fry. The tying run stands at third base. Arias talking with his manager, also the third base coach, Andy Tracy. Arias comes down the line a bit. Mangan gets the sign and deals, and Fry swings and fouls it away. Elsewhere tonight around the league, Gwinnett leading Durham 2-0 in the third. Memphis and Iowa just underway. Redbirds have a run in the top of the first. Buffalo at Syracuse still delayed by rain. The 0-1. Fastball in on the hands of Fry. A ball and a strike. Wind, the kick, and the pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back, 1-2. The Clippers could win and gain a game on Nashville for the third straight game. Both Saturday and Sunday, they beat Louisville on days when Nashville lost. The 1-2, swung on, and Fry just does get a piece of it, stays alive. And again, the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, he stayed back and fouled it off the facing of the Omaha dugout. A Here's the 1-2. Fly ball, center field. Hicklin couldn't find it at first, but now it looks like he's got a beat on it. Backs up, makes the catch shy of the warning track for the third out. So the Clippers break up the no-hitter. They break up the shutout. Bo Naylor homers, but they leave the tying run stranded 90 feet away. We go to the eighth, 2-1 Omaha.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed. Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's two pros and a cup of joe.
Wow, how about that?
Any given topic, there could be a pro.
This is some real talk.
And there could be a joe.
We have got shocking information.
Jonas Knox.
He's got insiders from all areas.
LeVar Arrington.
It's easier said than done.
Brady Quinn.
It's such a big deal.
Two pros and a cup of joe is right here.
That's good.
6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Clippers go back to the bullpen. Ian Hamilton takes over on the hill. Alongside Ryan Mitchell, Scott Leo with you. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. It's turned out to be a great night for baseball in the Arena District. Omaha got a run in the second, another in the sixth. Clippers on the board for the first time in the seventh with a Bo Naylor homer. 2-1 Storm Chasers. First pitch to Logan Porter is down low, ball one. He swings and laces this one towards the alley in right center. That's going to get down and roll to the wall. And so Porter will cruise into second base. Here comes the throw. He's there. And that is a leadoff double. And so the Storm Chasers are going to try and get that run back that Columbus just scored. First pitch, a strike to Clay Dungan, who showed bunt there momentarily, pulls it back. There's a tapper foul at the first base side. The 0-2, up and away. Fly ball hit into left. Charging is Valera, but he won't get there. It's going to drop down for a base hit. Now, the runner at second has to hold with nobody out. He was on the move, but ends up at third, and so the Clippers now have to face first and third, nobody out, with Garcia coming to the plate. Now, he was about halfway, but he did hold up. I'm looking at the replay. Because for a moment, I thought Valera might catch it. In fact, until fairly late in the play, it looked like Valera had a shot at it, but then he pulled up. So you've got runners on the corners. First pitch, a ball to Garcia. Four hits now for Omaha. One pitch, high bouncer. In on it was Tolman. He's going to field it and flip to the shortstop, Rocchio covering to get the out. Boy, Tolman was coming in on that ball, then had to put on the brakes, reach back up over his cap, and field the high bounder coming back down to earth. So they end up getting one out, and they're fortunate to even get one, the Clippers are. It was a high flip, and boy... Rocchio drug the right foot, the toes, right across the top of the base. And there's some dirt sitting on top of that base. That may be why the Clippers get the out there. He just got enough of that dirt sitting on top of the bag to move it, get the call. A run does score. It's 3-1 Omaha. One out with now a man on first base on what is a fielder's choice 4-6 put out. The 1-0. Here's a ball tattooed to right center. Jones is chasing. That thing's going to hit the wall. It's going to score a run. Nick Lofton is going to be into second base with an RBI double, and the Storm Chasers not only get one back, they've now scored twice here in the eighth inning. They lead 4-1. So that hill gets a little taller now for Columbus going into the last two at-bats of the night for Andy Tracy's team. Here's a tapper foul up the third baseline. Edward Olivares is at the plate. Ian Hamilton is on the hill. Ian's thrown 12 pitches, 8 for strikes, but has only recorded one out. This is the fifth batter he's faced already in the inning. Swing and a miss there. Fastball down, gets Olivares to swing over top of it. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That was down. Oh, he got a piece of it. Nope, caught by the catcher, though. Olivares isn't going anywhere. Cody Oaks tells him again, hey, you're out. And now Olivares will head to the dugout, which will bring up Brent Rooker.
Now, Olivares doesn't believe it. And Scott Thorman, the manager and third base coach, is going to take up the argument now.
He must not think that Naylor caught it. He must think that Naylor trapped it. Watching it live, it looked like a swing and a miss because he didn't hit it. He didn't make enough contact to redirect the ball very much. And then Naylor kind of went into that forward-leaning crouch position. So I don't know if Naylor caught it cleanly, if he trapped it against his body. I don't know. We're going to get a look at the replay, which might provide some answers. It was
That's a foul ball.
Or did he miss it? So swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt.
Yeah, the umpire's going to get together now.
Yeah, the ball hit the dirt.
Yeah, that's a foul ball.
Well, if he made contact. But that was the call. It was a foul tip.
The home plate umpire made a foul ball signal.
Right, but watching the replay, it makes me question whether or not he actually made contact with the ball.
Well, call's going to stand here, looks like.
Yeah, so both can't be true. It can't be a foul ball
and
strike three because Naylor didn't catch it. Nevertheless, there are two away. Brent Rooker's coming up. Homer strikeout, pop up to first. First pitch swung on and missed by Rooker. Hitting 407 with Omaha. It's now 4-1 Storm Chasers. 0-1 pitch. He tries to hold up, and he went. Strike two. Good-looking breaking ball from Hamilton there. Although it showed 89 on the gun, but it ran away from the righty batter. They're just now getting started in Nashville at First Horizon Park. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. Rooker's out. Omaha's out. They do score twice. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 4-1 Storm Chasers.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center, right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Trenton Brooks is going to be the Clippers batter. Brooks will get it started with the Clippers down by three, bottom eight. Brooks has struck out and grounded out tonight. And the first pitch to him is a strike. Brooks, Tolman, and Brennan, 8-9-1. Clippers have been out hit 5-2, two Columbus errors, one for Omaha. Hey, Storm Chasers is a long nickname. I assume they also just get go by Chasers, right? Tapper up the first baseline. It's a fair ball picked up by Fermin. The catcher fires down to first for the out. You know, we've already shortened guardians to guards. Clippers sometimes we say a clip show. Toledo, just called the Hens oftentimes.
They only go to the Clips, though. That's a rare one.
No.
Doesn't make any sense, really.
I may have dropped over the years a Clips once or twice, but not frequently.
I don't think that one will ever take.
Nah. Doesn't have a very much of a flow ring to it, you know? Fastball strike to Tolman. Clippers and Omaha Storm Chasers. A little bit of history. We talked about Omaha and that nine-inning no-hitter against Columbus in 1988. These teams played in the AAA National Championship game.
First every year, the Storm Chasers.
2011. Swing and a miss.
Open the new ballpark, rebranded from the Royals to the Storm Chasers.
That was Albuquerque. Clippers and Chasers met.
Spent about 4 hours there.
That was something. Columbus won. That part I remember. 2-2 pitches hit foul down the left field. So I think Luke Carlin, was that the game he went off? Had a few hits.
Joe Martinez was the starting pitcher. Pitched very, very well.
Yep. Clippers had won the championship the year before, beating Tacoma.
Final Bricktown Showdown.
Yeah, in Oklahoma City. And so back-to-back, Columbus became only the second team to win back-to-back AAA titles. The other was Sacramento a few years earlier.
The final team to win a AAA championship under the old format.
Under the old format. This one's outside on a 3-2 pitch, and Tolman has earned a walk. And the Clippers have a one-out base runner. Down by three. And that'll give way to the Will Brennan as we get back to the top of the order.
Now, Brennan not only had a hit in every game in that road trip, he had multiple hits in every game.
We'd have to for 16 hits.
Two hits in the first game, two hits in the last game, three hits in the four in between. Mm.
1-2 pitch. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Kicks away from the catcher, and Tolman's up to second base. Wild pitch advances the runner 90 feet. It's another thing that's we're not used to thinking about or talking about. With these six-game series, if you're facing a guy that has your number, it makes for a long week.
You ain't kidding.
There's a ball hit down the left field side. That is in the corner. It's a fair ball. Just inside the line. Will Brennan does the trick here. His first hit of the night. It'll be a double, and it'll be an RBI double. Tolman scores, and it's now 4-2. Look more like the Will Brennan of the Louisville series.
Now, there's no win tonight, but a two-run lead in this ballpark is not something you want to rest on.
Brian Rocchio will come to the plate. He has homered four times since joining the Columbus team. First pitch is strike. Here's the 0-1. Crushed to center field. Hit very well. Hinklin back. He's going to reach up, and he makes the catch as he gets to the warning track. On to third base goes Brennan, just missing a game-tying home run. Rocchio gave it a ride to the near deepest part of the ballpark towards that 400 marker.
Well, obviously the ball was not going to get out of the yard as it was caught on the warning track, but Brewer Hicklin just saved a run with a great running catch.
Yeah. Over-the-shoulder catch as he gets onto the track. Even if that ball didn't have enough giddy-up, which it didn't, to get out of here, if it just gets out of Hicklin's reach and gets down, a run scores, and Rocchio is in scoring position representing the tying run. With only one out, by the way. Now you have two outs. And you still need that long ball, but the guy coming up is Bo Naylor, who just hit one. Last inning. Takes the first pitch low and inside for a ball. So that guy I was talking to before the game, who said, is Bo Naylor still here? Has he been called up? I said, he's batting third tonight. He's already seen Bo go deep once. Chance to do it again right here. It's outside, 2-0.
Had a two-homer game in Louisville on the sixth. Second time in his career he has had two home runs in one game. This would be a great time to make it the third time.
Amen. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike call at the knees. Fastball at 93. Sodiet has the sign and deals. Oh, boy. Called strike. Naylor raised his arms up on the fastball, giving the appearance that he thought it was high. It's a called strike, and it's a 2-2 count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Naylor. Cannot put it in play. Clippers get a run back. They'll need more in the ninth. After eight innings at the best ballpark in the minors, Omaha leads Columbus 4-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
The Delaware County Veterans Service Office team. They are there to support our veterans, and although they're not the VA, they assist veterans with VA claims and programs. They have a transportation program for veterans of Delaware County. They also have local programs for financial assistance, a dental program, and assistance with military burial honors. They are located in downtown Delaware in the beautiful historic courthouse. The team is fantastic, and they're ready and dedicated to assist our veteran community. Find them in the downtown Delaware historic courthouse or call them at 740-833-2010.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Ian Hamilton out there for a second inning. The eighth inning didn't start too well, but it finished on a high note. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hamilton of the three and four hitters. So it's 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Storm Chasers. Brewer Hicklin 0-for-3 tonight. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, breaking ball. Swung on and missed for strike one. A one pitch. That one bounces in. Ball and a strike. We've got two more AAA member cards, AAA member nights coming up this year. September 17th against these Omaha Storm Chasers is the next one. Present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts, inflatable games for the kids. 1-1, swing and a miss. Make it a ball and two now to the leadoff man, Hicklin. As I mentioned, hitless today, but he is a dangerous character. 4-2 ball game, Omaha. Scored two runs in the eighth inning. That's the difference right now. Next pitch, missed the inside corner, trying to get it to snap back over. Hicklin left his arm in the general area. Finished inside for a 2-2 count. Right-hander throwing for Omaha in the bullpen. Here's the set by the Clippers right-hander and the pitch. That one's inside. Now, over the next 5-plus days, trying to tell people who's warming up down in the Omaha bullpen is going to be something of a challenge. Their uniform numbers are tough. 3-2 pitch, swing, and he got a piece to stay alive. Fouled in between the legs of the catcher. Bright blue jerseys, gold O, lightning bolt logo on the left chest, and gold numbers on the back. Those numbers are skinny, they are italicized, and they are tough to read in the best of circumstances. Payoff pitch again. Breaking ball again. Swung out and missed. And that's strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Hamilton. Brings up Freddie Fermin. He is 0 for 3. Strikeout, flyout, ground out. I believe it's Andres Nunez down there, number 41. That's my best guess. First pitch. And on the ground, right side. Pass to diving Tolman and into right center field. That'll be a base knock for Fermin, his first hit of the game. Top of the ninth inning. Storm Chasers leading 4-2. Hamilton trying to keep it right there for the Clippers in the bottom of the ninth inning. They will have Arias, Valera, and Jones due up. Cleveland Guardians have taken the lead against the L.A. Angels. 3-1 score now. With the guards batting in the bottom of the sixth. Mike Trout 0-2 in his bid for history. First pitch, an empty swing. Catcher Jackson Reitz. Ken Griffey Jr., the last major leaguer to homer in 8 straight ball games. 3 have done it. One of them a former Clipper. Donnie Baseball. 0-1. Ground ball foul on the third base side, Don Mattingly. If not for a chronically bad back, may have been one of the all-time great hitters. Hamilton ahead in the count, 0-2. He deals and gets a swing and a miss for strike three. So Hamilton has struck out 4 of the last 5 batters.
Well, Hamilton has looked much better in this inning.
Yeah, 4 batters into the 8th inning. There had been 3 hits, 2 runs, and no outs recorded. But since then, Hamilton has faced 5, 1 ground ball single, and 4 strikeouts. First pitch, breaking ball misses outside to Logan Porter. Porter was the first of those batters. He doubled to begin the 8th inning, came around to score on a Michael Garcia fielder's choice ground out. That made it a 3-1 ball game. Garcia would later score on an RBI double. Here's a pitch right through the wickets of the catcher Bo Naylor to the backstop. A wild pitch sends Fermin into scoring position. Double check to see how they score it, but I think that one got to the dirt before it got to Naylor. Hamilton's 2-0 is just off the inside corner. 3 balls, no strikes. So the Clippers, on a bullpen day, have gotten multiple innings from 4 pitchers now. Andrew Mysiadzic gave up a run on a solo home run to Brent Rooker. 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Kevin Kelly went 3 dominating innings. No runs, no hits, struck out 4. Nick Enright gave up a run on a hit. Hamilton, 2 runs on 4 hits, trying to get through his second inning of work. 3-1 pitch. He walked him just outside. Now deals with the 9-hitter, Clay Dungan. Dungan had a single in that 8th inning. He's 1-for-3. Cleveland Guardians tonight have a home run from Oscar Gonzalez. 8 homers on the year. Gonzalez hasn't hit a ton of homers, but he does have a mess of doubles in his rookie AAA campaign. 2 RBIs tonight, give him 34. First pitch to Dungan, in for a called strike. Lefty batter waits, here it comes, and it's at the knees for strike two. Fastball at 94 miles per hour. Hamilton one strike away from getting the Clippers to the bottom of the ninth, needing two runs. Two on, two out, two strikes, and time is going to be called here as a wild pitch gets behind home plate from the Clippers' bullpen. Now we're ready to go in the 0-2. In the dirt, kicks away from Naylor, but this time he pounces on it just as it reaches the end of the batter's circle. One ball, two strikes. Set by the right-hander, a peek to second. Now the pitch, swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. This Omaha team, five games under 500, seventh place, and 16 and a half games out of first. But trying to keep the Clippers from gaining any ground and maybe losing some ground in the IL West. The 1-2, swing, and he just got a piece to stay alive. Dungan battling here with Ian Hamilton, trying to extend this top of the ninth inning. The pause, the pitch, a swing, and another foul ball, finding just the laces. Ian Hamilton set to make his 40th pitch here. He throws it and gets a soft pop. Shallow left field. And that one is going to be caught over the shoulder. What a great running grab by Brian Rocchio. That saved at least a run and brings an end to the top of the ninth inning. Rocchio flashing the legs in the leather. And he brings the Clippers to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by a 4-2 score.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Andres Nunez is on to pitch. Gabriel Arias will be the batter. Arias doubled in the seventh inning. George Valera and Nolan Jones to follow. Home run threats all. And if anybody reaches, then the Clippers home run leader David Fry is due to bat fourth in this inning. Nunez, 5-3 on the year with a 3.53 earned run average, 50 appearances coming into play tonight. So this is number 51. He's 5-6 in saved chances. This is one. 64 strikeouts in 58 and two-thirds innings against just 14 walks. Big right-hander. Nunez, 6'4", 240-pounder. First pitch, fastball with zip, is on the outside corner for strike one. Hails from Southwest Ranches, Florida, drafted by Kansas City in the 29th round back in 2018. The 0-1, fouled back to the screen. Oh and 2 against Arias. Double and 2 strikeouts so far today. The pitch. Way outside. Clippers had been no hit into the 7th inning. 1-2 here is hit hard to right field, but that line drive is directly at Edward Olivares, who had only to come in three steps and pull it in for out number one. George Valera 0-3. Nunez set at the belt, kicks and fires, and misses low and away for ball one. His last appearance was back on September 8th against Indianapolis. Got a save, but he gave up two hits in the inning. Throws a strike here to make it 1-1. Nunez has his sign, kicks and fires, and gets a swing and a tapper foul on the third base side. 1-2 the count against Valera. Struck out in the second inning. Tapped out to the pitcher in the fifth. Grounded to second base in the seventh. Now the 1-2. Fastball sailed high and away. After Arias' double in the seventh inning, that was an important point in the ballgame. Omaha had a 2-0 lead. The Clippers had just cut it in half and snapped the no-hitter. Tying run in scoring position, nobody out, and they could not plate that run. Here comes the 2-2 now. Boy, that's a breaking ball with a lot of movement. Swung on and missed, strike three. And now the Clippers are down to their final out. The batter is Nolan Jones. He's 0-3. The Clippers still only have three hits in the ballgame. Naylor's homer, Arias' double, and the double by Will Brennan that produced a run scoring Mitch Tolman in the eighth inning. 5-9 hitless tonight. Jones trying to change that here. First pitch. Outside for ball one. And Jones will take a walk, too, if you give it to him. Listen, you need two runs here. You can't get them all on one swing with the bases empty. Set by the big right-hander. Now the pitch is off the outside corner. Two balls and nothing. Nolan Jones trying to get himself going. Sometimes it just takes one swing of the bat to build that confidence. Now the 2-0 pitch. Strike called on the outer half. Four runs, six hits, an error for Omaha. Two runs, three hits, two errors for the Clippers. The 2-1 delivery swung on and missed. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. The Clippers now down to their final strike. The 2-2, high and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander has his sign. The pitch, breaking ball, fouled on the first base side. Fermin runs through the signs, and Nunez agrees. Again, the payoff. And swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike three. That's your ball game. The Clippers fall tonight by a final score of 4-2 against the Omaha Storm Chasers. It was a no-hitter for the Storm Chasers through the first 7 innings. They scored a run on a homer in the second inning, and then they tagged on another unearned run in the sixth to make it a 2-0 advantage. The Clippers finally got on the board in the seventh with a home run from Bo Naylor, and they scored another run in the eighth, but it was not enough in a 4-2 win for the Storm Chasers. So we'll go back at it tomorrow night here at Huntington Park, 6:35 first pitch. Hope you'll be with us. For Scott Leo and the TV production crew, this is Ryan Mitchell saying it was a 4-2 final, Omaha over Columbus. Thanks for being with us from Huntington Park. The post-game show on radio coming up next.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, back here for the Spectrum postgame show. The Columbus Clippers didn't have enough offense tonight, falling 4-2 against the Omaha Storm Chasers. This was a pretty good pitching matchup for most of the evening, even while Omaha was no-hitting the Clippers through the first six innings. And the Clippers pitching staff did a pretty nice job as well. Andrew Mysiadzic got the start on a bullpen day, gave up one run on one hit, a home run by Brent Rooker. Kevin Kelly then pitched three shutout. Nick Enright gave up one run on one hit over two. Ian Hamilton allowed two runs on four hits in his two innings worth of work. He struck out four batters. The Clippers overall K'd 13 Omaha Storm Chasers today. But really the story, Danny Mangan coming in out of the bullpen, pitched six innings, allowed a run on two hits, struck out six. He was pretty good all night long. And for the Storm Chasers, just good pitching. That's what it comes down to in the final totals tonight. Omaha, four runs on six hits and an error. The Clippers, two runs, three hits, two errors. And Columbus left four men on base. Omaha stranded five. Danny Mangan gets the win. He is now 7-5 on the season. Andrew Mysiadzic suffers the loss. He is 2-1. And Nunez gets the save for the Storm Chasers, number six on the season. Game took 2 hours and 21 minutes to play here at Huntington Park on a Tansky Tuesday. Dime a Dog Night, 7,946 was the paid attendance for this one. So for the Columbus Clippers, they'll try and get back in the win column tomorrow night here at Huntington Park. It'll be a 6:35 first pitch for the Clippers and Storm Chasers. Peyton Battenfield will get the start for Columbus. Lefty Austin Cox will go for Omaha. For Kevin Minard back in the studio and for Scott Leo, this is Ryan Mitchell saying one final time tonight from Huntington Park. It was the Storm Chasers 4 and the Clippers 2. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.